know the funk don't always give you what you want, but it'll give you what you need. You know what I'm saying? We never left. Yo, we back. NHFA in your face. Bringing you something good to your ear hole, y'all. Check it out. It's our time to shine. It's our time to grind. It's the phone.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Funk from the Front Seat. Mad shouts out to everybody tuning in. Much props, big respect to my man behind the glass, my mother, brother from another mothership. Mr. Mark Lee back there holding it down for me, man. We got a lot to chop up today. As you guys pop on and off, you know, I just want to say thank you and all that good stuff, man. I'm going to bring everybody in with roll call as I always do. First of all, you know, thanks to our sponsors here at IBM.TV. You know, we have IBM.TV Dollar Store now, so y'all could check that out and get into that. Thank you, Lynn, you know, Kim, Nick, and everybody, and Ann Kit and Wynn for putting all that together and making it happen and all that good stuff, man. Here on the Funk from the Front Seat. We doing it like this. I'ma just start with the roll call for a few of my homies. For all the fallen funketeers out there, we love you. Keepers of the Funk, Next Exit, Michael B. Patterson. Roll call, Detroit. DC, where you at? Georgia. Indiana. O-H-I-O, Ohio, y'all. West Coast, California. My girl, Lisa Graham, up here in Washington State, holding it down with the Art Awareness Program. My homie, my big brother, and my nephew, Patrick Mills, down in Virginia, doing his thing, and my family over there. My peeps right here in North Carolina. And, of course, hometown New York City, Staten Island, Bayshore, the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens, y'all. And my boys up in Philly D, Philadelphia, how y'all doing? We good up there. Dr. Brookenstein, my producer K, Jets, K and N, Jams up in Philly Dilly, y'all. All good in the neighborhood. Yeah. Also, Minneapolis, NPLS, Vanessa, my man, the Merle over there hanging tough, y'all. Texas, Houston in the house. Sonya Murphy and her crew down there. Mama Sandy in D.C. Otis in Georgia. I didn't forget you, bro. Jew Dog in the house, y'all. Yeah, we got Nevada. We got Canada. Now let's go across the water. Here we go. Let's swim. Come on. We're going to get there. We're going to make this world right, a better place. And special shouts out to my spiritual advisor and funk sister, Chrissy Key Rollins, who's going to be back on this show many, many times. I love you, Chrissy. I love you, Tish Oakley. I know you out there somewhere doing your thing. Carmen, I love you over in Australia. What's up, Wendy Beaver? You know I'm down with you. Steady Groove over in Germany. Holla at it, brother. Yo, Tanya Soul Sister, you know that I missed you. Hey, it's all good. Right here on Funk from the Funk. See? Keepers of the Funk. You know it. Afterglow, Benevolent Funk. Afterglow 9241. See? Y'all get on that. As we start our show today, I just wanted to bring it in like this and let everybody know. Special shouts out to all of the DJs and people that keep the funk alive. My man Philly Phil holding it down, 2-3 programs. Of course, Keith Jackson, P-Funk Radio. Gabe, gone, my funk brother Gonzalez, making it all kinds of sweet and funky up there on the Wednesday night. And I got my man Larry Funkster Jones doing his thing, and I'm going to get with him, and we're going to do a little something, put together a little something for y'all coming in 2021. I got Robert Denson, she's in the house, all my good funketeers, all my true funk soldiers, and a special shout out to my man Garrett Scheider. He got new stuff coming out. I had his mom on Linda a couple of weeks ago. And Dawn, I miss you. I'm going to try to get you on the show. I know it's early in the West Coast, but I'm going to be doing some things, talk about some things, how I can get y'all on, man, and make sure, you know, we put a little bit of money in your pocket, because I know that's what it's about for musicians and artists. You know, make no mistake about it. We don't do this for free. And of course, you know, Amuka Kelly, one of my good friends, Rodney Skeet, Mike Hampton, I love all y'all to death. You know, Donna Sneed, especially, you know, hooked me up. So y'all can see right there, I'm rocking all that gear, and Otis and all of them from Afterglow. So check this out, y'all. We got a lot of things to get into today. We're going to talk about a little bit of where we going, what we doing, what yours truly number nine is into. We're going to make that happen. And I'm going to tell you all some inside secrets that aren't really secrets, but you could definitely keep them as secrets. It's fine with me. I don't mind, you know. And so I got my scroll on the bottom. Y'all can check our stuff out, and we're going to be dropping some new stuff soon or whatever, as soon as we can get back in the studio as a group and do what we do and record and all that stuff, you know. So, again, welcome to Funk from the Front Seat right here on IBM.TV, so y'all can check that out. If you are a first responder, nurse, doctor, fireman, police, or if you work, I don't care where, laundromat, subway, I don't care what you do. Know that people out there love you and know that people care about you because you guys are putting your lives on the line every day. You're making things happen. And we pray for you as a country. Those of us that in this country that are absolutely not doing what they're supposed to do. And by that, I mean as simple as this, sanitizing and mask wearing. Okay, it's not infringing on your rights. If you can't wear a mask for a reason, obviously you can't wear it, but it's not going to be infringing on your rights if you feel the humanitarian side to protect others. And that's what I really want to get into today. We need a spiritual healing. Okay, we need a spiritual healing. We definitely need it. It's needed. We need a spiritual healing. And those of you that don't know what this is, y'all that do know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? We actually do need to heal the planet before we can heal ourselves because we are part of the planet. So you can't heal one thing without the other. You know, I'm not a person that understands or really understands all of the scripture, but I do know some of the scripture. I'm not a minister by no means. I'm just a PK. Y'all know what that is. So, but I can honestly tell you certain things that are written down, I don't care what book it is, you know, are actually happening now. And that's not by accident. So what we have to do as human beings is understand and recognize what makes us good, basic human beings. What is that primal thing that makes every human being good? And I always go back to Patty and Boosie because, you know, again, last night, too, that Bear Creek concert, virtual concert was really sick. It was cool. I hope some of y'all watched that, enjoyed that. It was really, you know, an amazing thing. People are really trying to keep everybody's spirits up. So Boosie Collins, yabba dabba doozer, thank you, baby. And Peppermint Patty, you know I love you. I'll be in touch with you. We got some things to talk about. So thank you guys for that. And all of the Club Funketeer ambassadors out there who helped lift my spirits last week was a really tough week for me. And all of my guardian angels out there, my prayer warriors, I want to again say thank you. It was a really tough week for me. You know, December 7th is always a hard day for me. Not for the obvious. Got nothing to do with Pearl Harbor. But it's the day my mom died. So it's always a really, really, really hard, hard day to get through. And I had some other things going on. But, you know, you can't hold down the funk. The reason why I wear this, I tell people all the time, because it's just a reminder to everybody else. If I could touch that one person to stay safe, if they see me with it, maybe it might change, you know, how they feel about it. So getting back to spiritual healing, the planet right now is at odds with us. We have become the enemy of the earth, okay, as evidenced by her wanting to kick us off. All right, so pay attention to what I'm saying. The evidence is very, very clear. We have in this society right now, due to things that were going on, the cults or cults have come out of the woodwork. They were always there, but now they have joined forces and have come out. Dr. Brookenstein, I love you, baby. Thank you, man. Mad shouts out to you, Dr. Brookenstein. Y'all don't know David Brooks take care of all of the Nappy at Funk Army website and other Nappy at Funk Army business. It always takes a team. And that brother's been on the team since day one. I love you, doctor. Thank you for that. You're the man. And everybody knows you the man. So, you know, as long as we are, you will be with us. And getting back to where we are with the leadership thing, it's like if we're at a crossroads and we're at a spiritual war, right? And it's not about your religion. It's about what you feel inside as what you deem to be your heart, your soul, your morality, where that's at. But the cultish things that have creeped into society They've been creeping for a long time. And people have piggybacked on such topics as politics and race, all right, to get into a bigger group so their voice can be heard. Now, follow this carefully. If you analyze what's been going on the past 4 years, yes, there was Klansmen. Yes. Yes, there were Aryan Nations, just as there were Bloods and Crips, the gangbangers, all of these gangs. I hate them all. Y'all know how I feel about gangs. Y'all know I denounce gangbanging, no matter what. American terrorists, you terrorizing your neighborhood. If you black, you terrorizing black people and brown people. If you white and you in them Aryan Nation groups. All right. You know what I'm talking about. So make no mistake about it. I ain't taking sides. I hate them all. And when you feed that flame and you fan it with 24-hour news cycles, I don't care if it's Fox, CNN, NSBC, ABC, CBS, whatever. If you are fanning it and you are soaking that up in your mind, and a very good friend of mine, Arnett Lieutenant, Dr. Arnett Lieutenant, I love you, bro. I can't wait to have you on the show because I follow all your stuff and you have so much wisdom and I drop it all the time, right? If you have so many flames that are being fanned and so many disenchanted, disheartened people, they're going to fall into a cult kind of thinking and mentality. And that's where we are. There's no way that anybody can denounce what we just went through and what we just witnessed as a country, as these people continuing to follow a cultish style leader. So if you have hair and you're a bunny and you know, are hopping around and you got long floppy ears, you must be a rabbit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you can't tell me personally, and I'm 62, I done seen a little bit of down here on this planet, that these people aren't brainwashed in some kind of weird kind of brainwashed way, which I can't figure out. Because for black and brown people, how did you possibly follow a cat that was down for voter suppression and works against the very thing our ancestors fought against, right? So right there. And I don't want to hear, oh, about the taxes. I don't want to hear, oh, like he's hard on crime. I don't care about none of that. My subject at this very second is about the cult status of these crazy people walking around with the idea that they're going to start a new America and create a new government. Wrong answer. Can't do that. You wanted to do it. You're like 250 years too late. That happened in 1776, yo. So y'all need to get hip on that. So keep that in mind. All right, number two. All right, now that we're in the election and we're done with it, and we got a new man coming in and a new woman coming in, God bless all the strong women out there. And you can see, together we rise. I'm about all cultures, all races, creeds. I don't care what sex you are. None of that stuff matters. What matters is the love you have in your heart. Now that we have new people coming in, and I'm going to bring my man Mark in about 20 minutes, and we're going to get into it a little bit more about this politics thing, but I'm kind of setting up the show. Now that we have a new leader, let's pray to God that we give our leadership the same time and courtesy that we gave the past administration. We gave him time to straighten up and fly right, as my father used to say, you know, but he did not. He chose not to do that. So the people on top of that, and I'm talking about, yes, the people that actually run the world, they realize you cannot destroy and kill all the worker bees. And you and I and everybody we know, we're the worker bees. You know, some have more than others in status. Some have more than others economically. But make no mistake about it, brothers and sisters, we're the working bees. We're the ones in the hive that create the honey. So the people on top can fly around in their private jets. So the people on top can go to all of their places that they dig and love. And rightfully so. I ain't knocking that, you know, rightfully so. You know, I don't hate the game. I don't hate the player. Like Chris Rock said, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game. But, you know, the game is rigged and we know the game is rigged. And so somebody pull this man's coattail and say, yo, you ain't getting back in for another 4 years. Because look what the country has become, you know. And we can't, they don't want us. They want to keep us at each other's throats. And they don't care if enough of us die. But they don't want us all to die. Because then who's going to do the work? Feel me? Who's going to do the work? So they have to manipulate it a little bit and keep just enough people alive. And thank God, all of us, we're still here. But we never know. And they have to play with it a little bit to give us the illusion that they're going to try to fix something. Now, my thing is this. If there was ever a person or a man that I believe in his heart of hearts knows what to do and what's right and what's wrong, it would be Joe Biden. I don't care about his past history. Hey, you know, we all say things, whatever, right? I think the creator put him at the right time, at the right place, because if anything, one thing he does have is empathy and compassion. And at this point in the country, that's what's needed. All right, something else I'm going to get to real fast. And thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you guys. Funk from the front seat. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to be doing a lot of great stuff coming in 2021. We get ready to, you know, just get some major players in here, get some sponsorship and all that good stuff. And I ain't going to drop too many hints, but I can tell you, you know, we got some heavyweights. You know, we got some new music, you know, new logos, new websites and all that other stuff. So, you know, just stay tuned for the Nappy Head Funk Army. Stay tuned for Funk from the Front Seat. You know, I'm going to like come out of the nest a little bit, you know, and fly around and see what else is out there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's nothing against nobody else. I ain't hating on nobody's thing at all, period. You know, it's just about, you know, time for me to do what I want to do. So when we look at, you know, athletes, right? Now, I'm talking to all the ESPNs and the Colin Cowards of the world, which is one of my favorite shows. I love Colin and Joy Taylor, Stephen A. Smith and all you cats, right? Somebody needs to tell these people, like, listen, stop talking about what athletes make. It's that bad optics. We hate it. I don't want to hear when I'm standing on the breadline that Anthony Davis just signed for $40 million. What the is that about? You got people dying in this country. And another show I like is, you know, on the satellite radio, you know, and Mad Dog. And I listen to his show a lot. He's from, you know, started in New York with Mike and the Mad Dog, but now he got his own thing. But I've been trying to get a message to these people, you know. So if anybody's watching, get a message to them. Please tell them, listen, the country does not care about athletes and their contracts. I heard a sports announcer say, hey, well, if the baseball players don't get this, they're going to have to stand on the corner and sell pencils. I'm like, what the is that about? Because who cares? You already got millions in the bank. So you're actually limitedly mocking a person that really does have to stay out on the corner and sell pencils. We don't need that right now. And I know a lot of athletes are trying to help, and I appreciate all of that. But listen, if you're an athlete and you're making all that money and you got a new contract coming up, keep it to yourself. All right? Words of wisdom from a 62-year-old funketeer. Keep it to yourself. And the sport networks ought to be ashamed to put that stuff on the air. Because personally, I don't even care if we got sports right now. When people are dying. Yes, it's a nice distraction. Yes, it's something to talk about. Yes, everybody in America loves football. I, too, love football. And yes, tank it for Trevor. Hope we get Bill Cowher. Go Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. So, yes, I love it, too. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm just saying, I was driving the other day, and I'm listening. You know, they talking about whatever. And then they come on with this thing about whoever gets paid amount of money. And I'm like, well, damn. I'm passing the bread line. Why do I need to hear that? Even though it's not really news, it is news because psychologically it messes with people. And the reason I know it messes with people is because I ask and I talk to a lot of people. You know, when I'm working, I talk to everybody about every subject. That's how I come up with all this stuff half the time. A lot of this stuff comes from people that I deal with. And what we should be doing is praising the nurses, the people that work in adult homes and communities, the people that work in rehab centers, the people that work at the homeless shelters, the people that are at the food banks, and all the people that are actually helping to keep us afloat mentally, spiritually, and physically. Okay? So, you know, again, honor thy father and thy mother. So why do we need to hear that? That really pisses me off, and I just had to get that off my chest. Also, you know, my man William Bush Prez, he got new music out. John Groovalicious, the Groovalicious Project, he got new music out. And KHX Experiment, their music is climbing to the charts, which is good. My man, shout out to Jeff Robeson. His video just got picked up nationally. My funk brother and spiritual brother, you know, Dr. Jeffrey Robeson out there in Strong Island holding it down. And I didn't forget my man Leroy Cooper down in Florida. He's got some new music coming out too. As well did my bottom boy, Al Rashad. He just dropped his new CD out. And all these people you can always find on my Facebook page and whatever. Thank you, Dr. Brookenstein. You know, I'm going to keep it real. And you know, we got to talk. Next time we have our Zoom meeting, David, I'm going to have you join in because you need to know what's going on. We got some things behind the scenes that's really popping. It's hot. Let me tell you, it's hot. So anyway, getting back to why we need to buckle down and have this spiritual healing. Today's show is all about that. I was going to have a guest, but then today I just wanted to talk and get stuff that's off my chest because we need a spiritual healing. Pardon me one second. I got to plug up my phone, so y'all stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Yeah, man, without that, my phone will die. And I ain't dying in the middle of this conversation. It's too hot. But anyway, that stuff we need to really, really focus on when it comes to a spiritual healing. And again, I'm going to keep saying that all throughout the show. That's what you're going to hear. All right, let's get down to business. What happened last week was very weird on the show. All right. And and again, I'm saying this. It was not the fault of IBM TV. Okay, so they had nothing to do with it. I was wrong when I said that. And I didn't really mention it, but I kind of implied it. So I want to get that out the way. It had nothing to do with them after I found out what happened. Okay, but what did happen had to do with technology and things that kind of screwed up the show last week. So I apologize for that. And Michael B. Patterson, we are playing your stuff at the end of this show, brother. So I didn't forget that. So I apologize to everybody that watched last week because it was a disaster. You know, I call it, y'all know me, I'm honest. I say it and I see it like it is. It is what it is. And I'm going to make sure that never happens again, which is why I'm doing some of the things I'm doing. Okay. I'm going to make sure that will not happen again. All right. And the new direction for the Nappy Head Funk Army number 9, let's kick it real fast. You know, we have had a joint agreement, you know, with Otis Hawk and Afterglow 92416 and Benevolent Funk. And we are, you know, doing some stuff with them, you know, kind of like crisscrossing a few things. So y'all stay tuned for that because it's going to be hot. You know, and I heard rumors down the line, you know, something seriously hot is dropping in Black History Month. But shh, don't tell nobody. Can't tell you. We got to keep a few secrets. But man, oh man, Black History Month is going to be on. It's going to be lit. So I know y'all will be following. Y'all will stay tuned. And you guys will see me drop stuff on Instagram and all that good stuff, you know. So, you know, social media, we're going to start pumping it, you know, sometime in January. But yes, Black History Month. You know, you're going to see something that I think you guys will really, really love. I'm very excited about it. It's going to be beautiful. And, you know, we are actually doing some great things. Also, mad shouts out. Don't forget, I think in January, too, Dr. Tawana Anthony is starting her show on IBM TV, too. So y'all stay tuned for that. She's a good friend of mine. I love her. Yeah, Lance, I can't wait either, brother. Yo, it's going to be popping, bro. Let me tell you. Shout out to Lance. Yeah, we've been working on some things. You know, COVID has forced us to all pivot. As my cute dog Otis would say, it forced us to pivot. So as we pivot, sometimes pivot is not going backwards. It's just looking to the side because we're always so busy focused going forward. Sometimes there's goodies on the side too. You know, all the good grapes ain't always in the middle. Sometimes you pick them grapes from the side. They're equally as sweet, if not sweeter. You know what I mean? They may be a little brown and tarnished, but yo, they may be good. So yes, Black History Month, we're going to really, really, really do something that I know you guys are going to love. I'm excited about it. The people I'm working with are excited about it. You know, we will have some major sponsorship, you know, so that's all I'm going to say. I'll be talking about it again next week, but that's all I'm going to say. You see the smile on my face. Hi, Carmen. I love you too, sweetie, my friend from Australia. If you're watching, yeah, yeah. So anyway, getting down to, and I'm going to save this for Mark. Yeah, I hear you too, brother. Yo, Lance, it's on. I'm serious. It's going to be on. You're going to love it. Besides our new music. Getting down to the pandemic, it's as simple as this. Okay. And my hometown is Staten Island. You know, I was on Long Island, but, you know, I lived in Staten Island for many years. New York, I'm crying for you because I understand both sides. I know it's an island. I know workers have to come and go on that island. I know businesses on that island thrive on business, small business. Staten Island, other than the 4, 5, or 6 major industries there, which would be healthcare and hospitals, it's all small business, mom and pop stores that have been there for years. And that's how it is in most of the communities around the United States. Okay, so I have small business here, and I have the virus here. Now, they both can't coincide. So I got people caught in the middle. People are not on one side or the other. They're caught in the middle. And people, you have to understand, it's not your fault. Whatever you feel, other than if you're creating violence, different story. That's your fault. And you should stop. All right? If you're creating havoc and wreaking havoc, that's your fault. You should stop. But what I'm trying to explain to you is, if you look at the big picture, again, spiritual healing, you're not going to do it the way you're doing it. It's just not going to work. As evidenced by where we are divided. So what we have to do as a people is find a solution in your own community. Nobody is coming to help you. Trust me when I tell you, in the black and brown communities, I am so sick of seeing my black and brown brothers and sisters fight over crumbs when you should be putting those crumbs together to try to make a whole freaking pie. Okay? Don't fight each other. Don't. I'm telling you, violence is not going to get it unless violence is perpetrated upon you. Different story. Different story. All right? But I'm talking about business owners and people that are against businesses opening. You're in the middle. You're not on a side. The virus is surrounding all of you, whether you believe in it or not. Whether you want to open your small business or not, whether you want to go to the small business or stay in your house, the virus is still around you, as evidenced by calling it a global pandemic. It's global. You cannot escape this. You will not escape this. Some of us will die. I may catch it and die. I pray to God my kids don't, but I have to accept the reality of the situation is this. If you have a small business and you're struggling, right, you may have to shut down for self-preservation as well as for safety. The sun has shifted, so forgive me if I'm in the shadows. As well as for self-preservation, you may have to shut down. If you like going out and putting money back in the community, going out for dinner, going out for drinks, whatever, you may have to shut down if you're in a larger city. Not forever. It's not forever. I'm not even getting into the vaccine right now because we don't know. Just know that you may have to do this for self-preservation. Because if you own a small business and all your employees are sick, you can't open anyway. And if you go to a small business and you're infected and sick, you have now put the very thing that you say you want to help small business in jeopardy. So think about the logic. Yo, this is by design. Again, you got to look at the big picture. There is a new world order out there that's controlling a lot of this stuff. Not everything, but a lot of it. Okay? So what you have to do as a community is work together. Work together. My personal opinion, I think They should have it set up to where until, and not in New York, because I don't really know. I miss all my people and I try to follow them, but I don't really know how they're managing that up there as well as they are. Because people in major cities are used to being on the go. They hustle. They like to do what they got to do. They got to go do things. So they have to be out. And if you have to be out to go to work, you have to go to work. A lot of people in major cities have to travel to other parts of the city, i.e. New York, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, you know, Westchester, whatever, Connecticut, the boroughs, Jersey. You have to go. So what are you going to do? If you can't bring in money and your family needs you, you have to get out there and do it, whether you want to or not. And if you can work from home, that's great. But at the same time, you have to understand the responsibility you have if you do go out. It's not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's your responsibility as a human being to help protect other human beings if you're humanitarian. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Right now, besides talking about Benevolent Funk and Afterglow, y'all check that out. That's right. That's right. That's what's happening. The answer is income supporters for employees and small businesses. They should be pushing together for relief, according to my man Lance. Canada is giving $2,000 a month to all of its citizens. We should shut down and contain the spread. And I agree exactly with what Lance just said. Because if the government, and thank you, Lance, if the government was giving us that money, we could shut down properly. And we know the money's there because it's our money. I'm like, damn, I've been paying taxes for like, I don't know, 45 years. What have you done with my money? I'm just one person. I don't even make a lot, you know? And I agree with Lance. The only reason I didn't say is because we apparently can't do it. And Lance, I don't know why we can't do it. We can't give nobody relief money and we can't shut down. It's like whatever it is, the contrarian in the United States, hey, we're the greatest. Hey, we can get through it. No hell we can't. We're not getting through this. We're going to have to take our lumps. As they say, you know, you're going to have to take your ass whooping. That's what we got to do. Our arrogance has finally caught up with us. So I think, too, that as we move towards 2021, let's think about that healing. Okay? Let's think about that. Let's think about the healing, the spiritual healing. Again, this show is pretty much today dedicated to any first responder dealing with the pandemic that has managed to keep us safe. And I know a lot of you guys out there, both male and female. I love all you guys, man. In multiple states, I know all you guys. And I too worked in healthcare for many years. So I understand. One day, I'm going to do a show just for you guys. You know, we're going to have as many first responders on as we can because you guys deserve that. I'm trying to do any little thing I can, man, to help people get over the hump, as P-Funk would say. Got to get over the hump. Got to get over before we go under. We got to get over the hump. Yes. So, as Lance brought up, which goes to be like my next subject, I'm going to bring in my man, Mark, from Behind the Glass. As you guys know, Mark and I work together. You know, he's a good friend of mine. He's my brother from another mother. And we talk about a lot of subjects. Today, him and I decided, a lot of you guys don't know, a lot of times Mark and I will talk during the week. And, you know, he'll help me decide what shows. And I'll tell him what I want to do and what format. So Mark is the unsung hero back there. Plus, he's got about 80,000 shows that he does. So I don't even know how he does. I'm just blessed to have him as one of my producers and directors. But the bad optics, again, with the athletes is one thing. I don't like what they do, but I can actually not even forgive them. But I'm going to toss them to the side. The real bad optics, Mark, is Christmas, holiday, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. We're in that time of the year, whether you believe in Santa Claus or not. And I actually believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah, I still believe in Santa Claus as well. As you can tell, I got my beard going on and everything.
Yes, that's why you reminded me a little bit. But the real optics, Mark, which is on a serious side, how in the world, brother, can you tell me what is Congress doing?
I have no idea what they're doing. Actually, I was going to mention something that a good friend of mine is doing, and I'm glad that Lance brought up what he brought up earlier. But Leonardo Williams, who's a friend of mine, and he's the owner of Zwellies, has teamed up. He's actually just recently joined the Greater Durham Chamber of Commerce, but he's got a lot of these restaurant owners teaming up together because they're not seeing enough relief from the both the federal government and the state government. So they're actually working together to try to keep themselves afloat and all of the things along that line. So I got to give Leonardo a great comment, you know, commend him for the efforts that he's putting out there. And also the guy from Gorsha, who is actually from one of the African countries, is part of that team as well. So these restaurant owners are actually getting together and trying to find ways to work together to try to stay afloat. Because I don't know if you know this, but they said that they are expecting close to 60% of the restaurants of the nation could be shut down within the next several months and everything. So that's like one of two restaurants, out of two restaurants will be shut down if we don't have some relief going on. And I cannot figure out what they were thinking about in terms of like personal funds and things of that nature. I know that I got that check some months back. I've been wanting to see what they're going to do. And it's my understanding that the latest relief package is not giving anything to us folks on this side that actually need it. And I have no idea how Congress is doing these things. And I even understand that some of the relief that they're giving is not going to the small business owner like my friend Leonardo, who owns Zwellies, or my friends that own Gorsha's, or my friends that own Toast. And that's just a couple of the restaurants here in the Durham area. But it's going to like some major corporations. It's not even going to the nonprofits that are doing a lot of work in the art field and in a lot of social justice work. So a lot of folks are still left out in the cold and things of that nature. So I'm with you, Zach, in terms of like, I do not understand how they came together with these plans and are still giving the fat cats a lot more money. I mean, this money needs to be going down to the folks on the lower level. Many of us are still struggling. A lot of folks that have watched this show and know what you do on the side know that you're out there trusting on a regular basis. And yes, I'm doing a lot of work as well on this platform that we're on and everything. But, you know, I've also got to have some other sources of income that are coming in. And you know that I'll oftentimes be calling you, talking about what's going on and how we all need to have some day-to-day money going on and things of that nature. So,
well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing with the optics, right? And thank you for saying that. Again, we're hanging out on Funk from the Front Seat. You know, I want to thank our sponsors, IBM TV, Dollar Store, and all that good stuff, and all the people that tune in. And Lance is right. Yet the billionaires have cleaned up during this pandemic. And you're absolutely right, brother. They absolutely have cleaned up. And that's something I was going to get to, because when, again, that's why I go back to the bees in the hive and the worker bees. They right. have to give us something to keep us alive, just enough. Like slaves, hey, we're going to give you, but we can't give you enough so you empower yourself. That's what I'm telling everybody. Listen, we have to take care of ourselves. We have to empower ourselves in our communities. But what I was going to say, Mark, is that with the evil, and I'm going to call it straight out evil, that these people are perpetrating, it's straight out evil. It's not even, it's beyond politics. You know, it's beyond the lying, the affairs, the cheating, all the politicians say the other one does this and that, slinging mud, whatever you want to call it, right? It's beyond all of that. This is about survival. And obviously, they don't care if we survive. Otherwise, they would have taken care of this. They would have done what my man Lance said. This country is what, maybe twice the size as Canada? Maybe. Yeah. I'm just guessing. And if Canada can hook their people up with $2,000 every month, we should at least gotten over here $2,000 every couple of months. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you on that. And you're talking about Canada and what they've done. I don't know if you've been following, but I've been following around the world and things of that nature. There's a country that's even smaller than Canada that is doing much better in terms of the way that they are handling their people and everything. And I know you've got your good friend in Australia, and I understand that Australia is doing really well. But a country that is right next to Australia, New Zealand, which has actually got a woman leader and everything, they actually, the leadership, I'm talking about the government leadership, took a 20% pay cut. And that was way back in April, I believe it was, that the leader of that particular country said, look, one of the things I'm going to do in like sympathy with all of y'all that are what y'all are going through with coronavirus is I'm going to take a 20% pay cut. And she urged everybody, and I think she even enforced it, that the rest of the folks within her government had to do that. So that's a country that is much smaller than we are.
And that's what we did in this country. We won't even do that because we're telling our people, hey, look what Anthony Davis just made. You know what I'm saying? We're doing like the opposite. We're doing the opposite. That's right, Lance. We're doing the opposite. And again, you know, why is it that Congress and the Senate and all of those people that actually are pulling, you know, our puppet strings and having their puppet strings pulled up, the one thing that they're underestimating is the power of the vote. And I'm urging everybody, if we do not get through this thing like we need to in 4 more years or 2 more years, we show people what the power to vote can do. That's why this man in the White House is doing backflips off the roof. The power of our vote. If your local politicians do not work with you and get your communities together, you tell them in 2 years, vote your behind out.
That's right.
Don't vote sit back. I had a lady in my car yesterday, and she said she had never voted before. She said the only reason that she voted was because she didn't like Donald Trump. And I was like, well, how come you never voted before? She said it never bought it. She didn't care. I said, but she understands the power of her vote. So I'm telling everybody, I'm urging you, 2 years from now, vote. And please, all you Democrats, support people in Georgia because we got to flip the Senate. That's mandatory. So, Mark, let me ask you this. Something happened significantly. And before I do that, I just want to say any birthdays out there, happy birthday. Any anniversaries out there, please stay together. You're better together. Anybody that's in love or love somebody, you know who you are. And also, if somebody in your family has passed away from COVID or anything like that, please know that we care. There's always a place for you here. This is your home. You come in and vent and tell me all about it. It's good. And also, Tommy Tiny Lister and Danny Ayala left us. So praises to them, the Most High, and hopefully they're resting in a peaceful place.
I hope so.
Now, Mark, the Supreme Court ruled against our president going out the door, not our president-elect. And tell me your thoughts on why he actually thought he could utilize the Supreme Court for his own personal gain.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things involved with that. One, he had just put in somebody in office that he thought would definitely go and give him the support that he thought he was going to get. He thought a lot of other folks were going to be supporting him as well. And I think that he did not understand a lot of things that were going on. A lot of times these folks have independent minds and they have thoughts of their own and a lot of that. So they, just because he thought that that was going to work in his favor, doesn't always work that way. But, you know, he's still out there causing all kinds of troubles. I've actually got to call out a couple of our U.S. folks and everything of that nature. Because I don't know if you know this, but there is a group of folks still in political office that are still signing their name that are in political office to try to, like, flip the election. I mean, it's clear that Joe Biden won. There's no doubt that Joe Biden won. But we have some folks that are in, like, certain seats of power. I think there are a number of House representatives that have signed a bill asking that they want to have this election overturned. That is a bunch of crock. I'm just going to explain it real quickly and let folks know that's a bunch of crock and they just need to get off their hat with that and everything. And some of these folks are North Carolina folks that signed this. And like I said, like you said earlier, if these folks were involved, if they're involved in the stupidity and all of that, folks need to listen to what our folks are saying and actually vote folks out of office. You couldn't have said that better. I know we might have to wait 2 years, but if they are doing this kind of stupidity, follow their motions of what they're doing and everything, and then get them the heck out of office. I couldn't agree with you more on that and everything. I just had one of the quick things I wanted to mention, because as I told you earlier today and everything, I think one of the things that we need to do as a people, and I mean these people all over and everything, is, you know, the diaspora, what I call the Black diaspora, is all over the world and things of that nature. So let's make sure that whatever we do, we connect with our brothers in Jamaica, our brothers in Africa, our brothers in all over the world that are coming out of a similar kind of background as what we are doing. I told you earlier that I've been watching The Global Youth Summit, which is definitely African-based. And yesterday I was watching the Ghana Tech Summit. So I had the pleasure of attending both of those things that were African-run. And there are a lot of great entrepreneurs in that area as well. So, you know, I'm a big supporter of entrepreneurship, but I want us to connect with the other parts of the puzzle. Too often I think that we are too concentrated on just what we're doing in our silos, whether that's here in North Carolina, whether that's your friends in New York or wherever. But there is a rich of wealth of talent that is in these other parts of the world. And I think that we need to connect with them on a regular basis. I would even argue in the music industry as well, because there's definitely a lot of folks that are in that area, including in the area of funk music, that are in other parts of the world that I think that we definitely need to connect with on a regular basis and just like blow this world up in terms of what we can do in the sense of positive energy.
Yeah, you're right about that, because right now with this healing, like light workers like you, me, and all the people that are in our circles, you know, we're trying to stay afloat. Mm-hmm. Keep the positive energy out there, as well as take care of our families and things we got to deal with on a day-to-day basis, right? And sometimes that recharge needs to happen. Oh, yeah. You know, when you run out of energy, that's basically what happened to me last week. I couldn't do anything, you know, and I had to get recharged. And if we don't understand how to communicate with each other over something as simple as a mask.
Right.
I don't want to be pessimistic because I'm an optimist, but I do want to be realistic. There you go. Got the mask. We got all that working. Staying safe. If we don't even fix this, right, we can't even come to the table, because so many people, like you just mentioned, I saw like 53 or 43% of the people don't even think the election was a fair election, even right. though it was one of the most safest ever, you right. know. And because of stuff like that, the flames are being fanned constantly by those groups you mentioned. Mm-hmm. By all the people running around supporting all of this, and I call them cultists because that's what they are, you know. If you're in a cult, obviously you don't know Jim Jones has slipped cyanide into the Kool-Aid until right. you never wake up again. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because you too busy following the cult, you know. That's why I teach my kids, hey, you be an individual. Don't follow anybody, you know. Right. If anything, let them follow you. You know, chances are, if 99% of the people are going that way, they're wrong. Go that way. You know what I'm saying? Go the other way. But the optics of people on breadlines outside of D.C. and Congress and their million-dollar salaries are inside. They get life insurance for the rest of their life, health insurance. They get, you know, college education for their kids. All that stuff is on the tab, right? You froze up on me, but it's okay. Yeah, how in the world do they expect us to function?
I don't know how they expect us to function. It makes no sense to me how they expect us to function when they're not giving us the tools to function. I mean, we have to have the tools to function in order to have things done correctly and all of that. There's no doubt that we've got to have those tools in order to have the correct function and all of that. And by the way, I do agree with something that Lance just said. I'm going to bring that on the screen. But yes, the Kool-Aid is bigotry. There's no doubt about that.
Totally.
Folks that are out there being bigots and everything along that line. You know, the crazy thing, and I just want to know what you think about this, and maybe Lance and other people can chime in on this, is, you know, there were some popular shows that I remember in the 70s that used to honor, to some degree, bigotry, but they made it in such a way that you understood what they were doing. But I remember growing up with All in the Family, and I remember growing up with some shows like that and everything, and I cannot believe how many, we are in the year 2020, about to head to 2021, and there are so many folks that have that Archie Bunker, yes, I'm going to say it, that Archie Bunker type mentality, and that just is a shame that we've come this far back, that folks have still got that kind of mentality. And we can even go back further than that, because if y'all remember shows like Happy Days and the shows that were celebrating the 50s and the 40s, you know, when he said make America great again, meaning that person that's about to get out of 1600, he was really saying let's go back to before the 60s, before we had real positive change and things of that nature. And a lot of folks have bought into that stupidity. Yes, I'm just going to paint it out there and call it what it is. It's stupidity. So
it totally is. And which, by the way, just so you know, I never watch Happy Days because they was playing black music and they didn't have no black people on the show. And I boycotted it. Even as a kid, I was boycotting that because I knew better. I was like, how you playing? I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. And you ain't got no black people on there. Even the restaurant owner, the Al, was Italian. And then after him, an Asian gentleman bought the restaurant. You know, the other guy. And I was like, damn, you could have sold it to a brother. And I said, I kept tabs on this show, but I never gave him my viewership because, you know, I was watching the Jeffersons or, you know, something like that. But I refused because I was like, damn, y'all, this is all about black music. And you ain't put no black people on there, but yet you're playing all the black music. I never forgave Ron Howard for that. And Ron Howard, if you're watching, I love Backdraft, but and I love Andy Griffin, but who didn't have any black people, but it was a good show. But I didn't watch Happy Days because of that. So if y'all out there, that's why. You didn't get my one viewership. Nielsen ratings, boom, out the window. But yeah, you're right.
Because of that.
Yes, it was because of that. You know me, I'm honest. You know I'm going to keep it real. Again, mad shouts out to my boy Carlton Collier down in Georgia. Dr. Brookenstein, Lance on the mark right here, you know, hanging out. Heidi Wilkinson, our booking agent, you know, K&N Jams, you know, Otis Hawk, Benevolent Funk, Afterglow, 92416, and all that good stuff, you know. And my boy, Mikey Get Down Brown, you know, and Michael B. Patterson, which will be running his track, one of his tracks at the end of the show today. I'm trying to get everybody in and make sure I keep y'all, you know, so you guys know. I want to keep it close to my heart. That's why I mention you guys all the time. But, okay, so, and all the first responders out there,
oh, yeah.
They need money.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you and I need money.
Yeah.
Like people that work in healthcare, yes, they're working in healthcare, but at the same time, right? Some of them have been laid off and the hours have been cut. Restaurant hours. I talked to a lady yesterday and she said, down here in North Carolina, is one restaurant is firing everybody so they can go collect unemployment. Right. You know, because they can't afford to pay the unemployment insurance. So they had to fire them so they could actually collect the unemployment insurance. North Carolina is one of the craziest, crookedest states I ever lived in. I ain't gonna lie. I lived in three: New York, Virginia, North Carolina. North Carolina, it's almost like they think they control all the money. It's the hardest state to collect anything in. It really is. I don't even know why it's like that. It doesn't make any sense because it's not North Carolina's money. It's our money that we paid into. You know, and that's all I'm going to say about that. What are your thoughts on...
You're so right. I mean, North Carolina needs to do better. I mean, North Carolina needs to do better on a lot of things. Like I said, we're a state that did not do right in terms of who we elected in terms of the presidential elections. We did go on the wrong side of the board on that and everything as far as I'm concerned because we voted for that person currently in 1600. But I know here in Durham, we did not because Durham definitely supported the Biden-Harris ticket and all of that.
No doubt.
But I definitely felt that we did wrong in that. I'm going to share you something else about North Carolina. I had a young lady on my regular podcast that I do on Blog Talk Radio, and she was talking about veterans' rights. And she was actually a Trump-type person. At least that's what I think she was and everything. But she is a veteran supporter, and she actually made it very clear to me that North Carolina is one of the worst states in terms of veterans' rights. So that is just a shame. Yeah. So that's a shame. When she brought that up there, going like, wait a minute. We've got all of these folks that are coming from bases here in North Carolina. You got Fort Bragg, which may be changing its name eventually. You got a number of other bases of all of the different branches, but we're not treating our veterans the way that we should be treating them. And we definitely need to be treating them better. I mean, with all the pandemic going on, and I know that a lot of people did not pay attention to it, but you know, it was earlier this week that we actually celebrated a devastating holiday in American history. But a lot of folks forgot about Pearl Harbor because everybody's been concentrating on what's been going on with our pandemic. So I definitely understand that. But, you know, there are a few, not many, but a few veterans that even served during the Pearl Harbor days and things of that nature. So definitely want to give a shout out to Pearl Harbor and the memories of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, again, you know, I understand December 7th, but it's a different day for me. Right. But yes, you're right. Veterans out there, if you listen, thank you for serving. Obviously, we always, you know, put you up on high praise on this show. I don't know about nobody else. You know, when it comes to funk, veterans are right there because a lot of funketeers are veterans. Yeah. A lot of the fallen funketeers fought, like Fuzzy Haskins. He was in Vietnam War. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of the P-Funk guys, a few of them, you know, was actually in the early Vietnam movement and the war and the protests and all of that. So, you know, I got family in the military right now. So, you know, it's crazy, man. And so check this out. When we look at where we are right now and what, before we bounce into this thing with Michael B,
yeah.
When do you foresee any type of realistic vaccine for the common person, not the healthcare worker? Because, you know, they're already giving it out here in Duke to healthcare workers. Somebody told me the other day, they're already getting it, you know? But when do you see it for, like, us?
Well, I think it's going to be a while before we see it and everything. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but there are a number of things that are not expected to open until the middle of 2021, if at all in 2021. So that's already telling me that we're going to be a while before we get the vaccine to common folks. I don't know if you're aware of this, but they're even talking about it. I think they're going to have a vote on it next week in Wake County that they may be going back to strictly virtual. So they're actually thinking about going back to strictly virtual because some of the things that they're seeing with numbers going up and things of that nature. So they're actually looking at that in the school system.
Well, they should have never stopped it.
Yeah, I agree.
There was no sense in trying to open up a school. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I never could understand why they did that or why they did that whole thing about trying to open up the schools too soon and everything. I'm really hoping that we get the vaccine. I know a lot of folks are concerned about the vaccine. I have my doubts because of some historical things that went on, like the Tuskegee experiment and a number of other things. I've actually got a friend in Chapel Hill that's involved in the clinical trials and all of that. One of the things she said that actually surprised me was that they are actually doing well in terms of getting a wide swath of society there with those trials. So they're actually getting folks that are of brown and black colors and everything.
Yo, they sent me a letter.
Oh, wow.
Did you get a letter?
I did not get a letter yet.
A letter that said, would you like to volunteer for the vaccine? I haven't answered it yet, but I think I'm gonna. I'm not afraid of the vaccine. And for those of you out there that's listening, the reason why I'm not afraid is because, number one, I have too much medication in me, i.e. 420, and I just don't believe in it's going to affect me because I don't necessarily believe fully in what they're saying, but I do think that a certain generation, and I tell my daughters this, be glad your father was older when he had you, because our generation, we have a lot of built-in immunities to things that the younger generation doesn't have. That's like, true. We came up through polio, measles, diphtheria, chicken pox. So our antibodies that we passed down to our kids, if you had kids when you were older like me, my daughters don't really catch shit. You know what I'm saying? Because they got all of my older antibodies in them. Now, younger parents, they're the kids that have all of these other problems. Like, nobody was never allergic to peanut butter when we was growing up. Everybody ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And these vaccines caused that. They caught that.
Well,
Lance said something. The problem is the people who drink the Kool-Aid and can't recognize whose foot is on their necks. You're absolutely right about that, brother, because the very people they support are the very people that's choking them out.
Yep.
Lance, man, you've been awesome today, man. I appreciate that. But yeah, man, I just wanted to say that because I think that if they ask me and I got to call them Monday, whatever, I'll be like, yeah, all right, cool. You know, because as a black man, I'm not really sacrificing myself, but I just don't think it's going to hurt me. I done had 10 surgeries. I done fought back from death from anesthesia 3 times when I was supposed to be gone. So if it's your time, it's your time. It ain't my time. So I actually am going to do it. I'm not afraid to do it. And I want those of you out there to know I am not afraid and I'm not no martyr. By no means I don't want to die. But at the same time, somebody's got to do it. So closing out, Mark. Any last thoughts before we play this one? We're going to do one of Mike's songs. You can pick whichever one you want, you know, and then we're going to get off the air. What do you think you can tell, not people that are disheartened, because there's nothing you could tell them. But if you were standing in front of Congress right now, Mark Lee, and you had a few minutes to tell them, to convince them how to get up off this money, what would you say?
I would tell them personal stories of things that have gone on in my own life. I mean, I would sit there and I would let them know that right now, Congress, if y'all are watching, I need to let y'all know that right now, there are too many people that are here in the heart of America. Y'all are saying that y'all love the heart of America. Y'all love being representatives of the heart of America and all of that. And y'all need to understand.
You saw that, right?
But y'all say that y'all are representing the heart of America and all that. Sometimes you got to make the plea to the people where they're speaking from. And yes, I would, in the back of my mind, I would be thinking that that is not what they're representing. But I will make the plea to them. Y'all say that y'all are representing the heart of America and y'all say that y'all are concerned about what is going on. Let me tell you the stories of some folks that I know. I know a gentleman that is definitely going through some hard times right here in North Carolina. I know some folks that have gone through a number of things. And they are just 1 minute away. I said 1 minute away from not being able to be in their place of residence. They are maybe 2 minutes away from not even being able to have any sort of food in their stomachs and things of that nature. So if y'all really have any sort of sympathy in your heart, and if y'all really say that y'all care about the common person, and y'all say that y'all care about folks in society, and that y'all really have some care in your heart, then this is the time for y'all to actually step to the forefront and give some support to the folks that need it. There are a number of folks. As a matter of fact, I would even argue that there are some folks in your own families. And yes, Zach, I would be looking directly at some folks that I have done some research on. Because yes, before I go speak, I'm going to do some research and I'm going to be like, I know for a fact that there is a person in your family. And I will point directly at that person that is suffering right at this particular moment. And because you, Congressman, are sitting on your ass and not doing what you should be doing, that relative of yours is a minute away from being on his deathbed. Yes, I said on his deathbed. And therefore, you need to understand what is going on and you need to get off of your ass. And yes, I did say ass and pass this bill right now. So that is what I would let those folks know right now. And yes, I've never been a preacher in my life, but I did get into some preaching mode right there. And I do appreciate both David and Lance for letting me know that they were hearing what I was saying. So I would hope that the Congress people would hear it as well.
Yo, man, let me tell you something. As long as we got a platform and we're going to continue, and like I said, you know, Black History Month, y'all stay tuned. It's going to be popping hot. Boo! Anyway, when you have a platform, and that's why I'm so grateful to have this platform. Thank you, IBM TV. It's all good. You know, and I'm going to continue no matter where I'm at. It's important to just let people know that people care. And we want to tell everybody out there, we care. Mark cares. I care. People at IBM TV care. The new people I'm working with, they care. All the people that, you know, are associated with us, we all care. So when you have enough empathy and sympathy out there, that's going to help a little bit with the emotional and mental stress. But what doesn't help with the emotional and mental anguish is, I don't know about anyone else, but I am afraid to look in my mailbox for fear of another bill. And most people come home from work. They do what they got to do. They may have groceries. They go check their mailbox. When you see people avoiding their mailbox because they know that light bill is overdue, they know that car payment got you, Lance. They know that car payment note is coming in. They know their water bill is there. They know credit card bills are due. Not to mention school stuff for kids, food. You know, sometimes people have to choose between, and I had to take a man on the food line because he didn't have enough gas in his car to stand on the long line. Wow. So he took an Uber and we was on the food line, right? Because he said, listen, I don't have enough gas. And if you run, I don't think an Uber driver will run out of gas. He said, but me, I could run out of gas. I got like a dollar's worth of gas in my car. He said, I'd be stuck on the food line, out of gas, with no money, with no way to even get the food back home. Wow. This is where we are, America. Yeah. And that's just one story out of millions. This is where we are, America. You know, you have so many people out here that have pride. Joe Biden said this best. That's why I like him for what he said. He's the right man in the right spot. He said having a job is more than about a paycheck. It's about a man or woman's or young teenager's dignity and respect. Bringing home money is more than a paycheck. It's about dignity and it's about respect. Self-respect for yourself and self-respect so your family can actually see you in a positive light. Okay. Yeah. Not that they may see you in a negative light, but children don't understand why they don't have Christmas presents. All they know is they don't have any.
Right.
You know, your girlfriend, a boyfriend, a wife, or a husband, you know, we can understand that because we're adults.
Right.
Okay. But still, our dignity and respect of contributing to our family, household, church, community, whatever, is what the fabric of this country is built on. You know, and I'm not even getting into how black and brown people have other problems. I'm just saying that is important to everybody. Right now, man, we're going to get into some music. Thank y'all for hanging out with us. We got a few more minutes. My man Mark Lee behind the glass jumping on with me today. Awesome, brother. Yo, man, pop up one of them videos for us, and then we get ready to do our shout-outs and get the funk out of here.
Yeah, we definitely gonna let folks check out Me Time because I think a lot of folks need that Me Time. So we're gonna check out some Me Time right now and see what Mr. Patterson had to say about all of that. So you're gonna bring that on, and then we'll let Zach do his shout outs as he always does at the end. I do have to tease Zach about one thing though, because as I was talking, I just remembered I did actually once play a minister person on a play. So, like I said, I was involved in a play about Seymour Johnson, who is a brother that was the founder of the Pentecostal church movement and all of that. So it was a play called Azusa Street. Much shout out to Linda Norflett, former dean of drama at North Carolina Central University. I did not play the lead, so I didn't play Reverend Johnson, but I did play some other folks that were involved in ministry. So that was so many years ago. I think that was almost a decade or so ago, but much shout out to them because I did have that ministerial moment before. So I just
what were your lines? What were your lines?
I'm trying to remember. The lines were so long ago. That was like 10 years ago. But like I said, it was definitely a lot of folks will do the Google of Seymour Johnson. And if y'all are familiar with the Pentecostal movement that came out of California, he was definitely a founder of that. And he was definitely a brother that was all about something that the funk is about. Because one of the things that he did was he brought people together of all races and all styles of lifestyle and all of that. Because he was about unity. And that was way back in like the early 1900s or the late 1890s and everything. But he's the one that kind of brought the Pentecostal church movement to the world. And like I said, he was definitely about unity, and we need more leaders like that in this day and time. But that being said,
Pentecostal church and the band was like a concert. I was like, man, I want to join this band, because one thing about the Pentecostal church, they are no selling shorts on the music. They definitely pump it. They had a full orchestra band and everything, you know. And I was like, yo, that's tight. Yo, man, hit us up with that video, man. And I'm glad you did that play. That was very nice, you know. Hopefully they put you in the Actors Hall of Fame for that.
Maybe they'll do that sometime or another, but let's see what this particular number is all about. And like I said, it's Me Time, and we're gonna check that out. And it looks like it's gonna be a real good one. So we're gonna enjoy some Me Time going on. So hopefully folks will enjoy it and be able to check it out.
Me Time. Michael Patterson, baby. Pump it up.
He tells me to bump it up and then it goes crazy.
Goody Mob. Survival. Yeah, Michael Patterson also works with CeeLo and them down in Georgia, so that's all good, man. No, he say, no, she say, none of the silly games that we play. My mind's disclaimer. I have permission to play this YouTube.
Yes.
Street line, they do the crime, but don't want to do no me time. Yeah, she fine. dark, she blind. And every player better know it's play for key time. He threw a C sign, I threw a P sign. I had to decline and made a B line. Whenever we rhyme, we remind that everything gonna be fine. And I used to just sit back and watch it. It's all talk and gossip, it's toxic. The topic should be product and profit. I'm no prophet, I'm a mosh pit. More master keys than a locksmith. You could fund a revolution out of pocket. But how much is enough money to be hush money? They ain't even have to shoot you to stop it.
I ain't got no clocks or no mirrors in my house. And all I want to hear is what I'm thinking about. No, he say, no, she say, none of the silly games that we play. My mind's free.
Let's go. Yeah, it's back to the grind. You know an idle mind was the devil's playground. Merry-go-round causing mental breakdown. Too much clock on your hands, take your meds now. On a Smurf house pocket, shit the big mouth. Who the hardest of them all, I'm so A-town. This a me time, although my stay was short. Make bun on them hoes, if I dig in court. Back on course, like a battleship. A force to be reckoned with. Genuine, no counterfeit. Team player, no power trip. Belligerent, magnificent. I'm here for a reason, no coincidences. Now may I reminisce about my accomplishments. 25 years in the gang, king shit. Yeah.
I ain't got no clocks, no mirrors in my house.
Michael Patterson. Woo.
Is what I'm thinking about. No, he say, no, she say, none of the silly games that we play. My mind's free. I need some me time.
Spend a lot of time raising my kids. I did what I did. I do what I do. Take them to the school, help them with their homework, cook a big meal for them, Parmesan beer for them, last a couple days for them, cut my son a bay, live for the day, I never look back, I drive a Cadillac, I get it like that, I never did crack, this is how I act, when my stack is full of smoke, I never been a joke, in the studio, gotta bring hope, I used to sell dope, transparent is your pole, feeling good with the mob, it's a job, they would have fun, I don't even have a gun, it's a different outcome, by myself working for the welfare, the cars I was dealt as a grind, gotta have a little me time, gotta have some me time.
Yeah.
Me time.
Yo, me time, Michael B. Patterson. I'm loving that. I'm loving that, Mark. Thank you for that. Yeah, man, that track's on fire. He's down there working with the Goody Mob and CeeLo Green and all of them. And, you know, Nappier Funk Army's going to be, you know, doing some stuff with Michael B. as well. You know, like I said, we got a lot of stuff for 2021. You know, mad shouts out and thank you to everybody that tuned in today on Funk from the Front Seat on IBM.TV. Thank you to our IBM.TV dollar store. You know, Kim and Nick and Ann Kid and Wynn and Mark and all the producers back there doing your thing. Don't forget Dr. Tawana Anthony. She got an amazing show coming up on IBM starting in January. For all the people that's down with IBM TV, y'all are cool and everything. It's all beautiful. You know, we do got some other stuff that I'm getting ready to do in 2021, so y'all stay tuned for that. Again, Black History Month, it's gonna be popping, boom boom boom, it's gonna be all good, and we're gonna make it good in your neighborhood. Again, mad shouts out to my boys Next Exit. Michael B produced this as well. He's one of the hottest producers out there. You can see right here in the corner, a toast to the boogie, you know. And we're going to be doing a lot in 2021 when it comes to our Fallen Funketeers, you know, Benevolent Funk, Afterglow 92416, Otis Q, Hawk Dog back there doing what he does, you know, making it happen for Nappier. And also, one other thing, Heidi Wilkinson, I love you. She's our booking agent, and, you know, she's going to be making sure that we actually have venues when venues are actually allowed to be, you know, going on again. So, again, you know, I want to make sure that I shout out all of the first responders, because right now I'm playing Keepers of the Funk, but you guys are the keepers of life. On the one, the power of the one, as Bootsy and Patty always say, the power of the one. Man, shouts out to all the Funk ambassadors. Mad shouts out to all the funk DJs and all the funk radio stations, P-Funk Radio and Philly Phil, get on the funk bus. And, you know, Robin Denson, Circle of P, and Larry Funkster Jones, you know, and his Funkster Hour, and all the other, you know, Facebook pages and platforms out there, know that I love you all, whether it's the Boogie Munster fan page, whether it's the Nappy Dugout, whether it's, you know, Boosie Collins, or whatever it is, Dirty South Funk Lovers. Yo, funk is all under one umbrella, man. It all came from the mothership. It all came from the one. Especially, too, man, shouts out to Garrett Scheider. I still want to have you on the show. Know that it's all about love and peace for everybody, man. There's always plenty of room here. There's no egos. When you get in the front seat and we funking, you throw that ego and put it in the garbage can. We are the keepers of the funk. So y'all get down with this as we take you out on funk from the front seat, y'all. Woo! Hot show today. Dedicated to all the first responders. You are the keepers of life. And I love you. Thank you. Say it.
Oh, if you hear any noise, it's just a funk mob in the boys. So
yeah, bump it. Wherever you are, turn it up. Atlanta, turn it up. North Carolina, turn it up. Virginia, turn it up. New York City, turn it up. Canada, turn it up. Detroit, turn it up. Strong Island, turn it up. West Coast Cali, turn it up. Philly, Dilly, Philadelphia, turn it up. Houston, turn it up. Oklahoma, Utah, Nevada, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, turn it up. New Jersey, Plainfield, the Fio, Boogie Munson, I feel you, baby. Yabba dabba doos about it. First responders, you the keepers of life. I love you. Yeah. Dave Gonzalez, I love you, bro. Still gotta get that mix from you. Yeah. All the P-Funk ladies, I love you. Shirley Clinton, when you gonna come on my show? Dawn, I need you. You're my funk sister. Abuka Kelly, I love you. Dr. Funkenstein, George, Harlan, I need you on the show. Please. 15 minutes. That's all I ask. Can't tell me that stay funky. Woo! Keepers of the funk, yo. You know how we go. Mad shouts out to everybody that hung out with us today. I want to thank you guys, Dr. Brookenstein, Lance, and everybody else that was watching. I want to make sure that everybody knows I love you. I care about you. I appreciate you. We are the light workers, and your spirit actually helped revive me this week, and I needed that. I'm going to leave you with a little revolution, the Nappy Head Funk Army. And disclaimer, YouTube and whoever else, I had permission to play Keepers of the Funk. And I also had permission to play my own music, which is funny that I have to ask permission to play my own stuff. But I gave myself permission. And any music that you hear on my shows, I do not own the rights to the music. But I am allowed to play it because I am a Funketeer ambassador, certified in the funk. All right, Revolution. I think it was my friend Lauren that just popped in. So how you doing, sweetie? I miss you a lot. Hope everything is well. Stay safe. Again, she's one of the first responders that I dedicate this show to. She's a nurse. And, you know, we got to take care of these people because if we don't keep them healthy, they can't take care of us. You feel me? So make sure that you're down with it. Spiritual Revolution, y'all. I'm your host, number 9. Funk from the front seat. I'm out. See you next week, baby.
A special gift comes from above. Egos in that confusion ain't showing me no love. Money, videos, and things can get you into heaven. Open up the book of life, Romans 10:9-11. Come on, all you
voices. Nothing but the funk right here on Funk from the front seat. I'm your host, the man behind the glass, Mark Lee. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. I love y'all at IBM. It's all good in the neighborhood. I'll see y'all. And tomorrow on Funk Music with Zach, y'all check that out. It's going to be another funky show. I'm going to have a surprise guest or two, and it's going to be good. Woo! See y'all next time. Peace. Funk from the front seat. Yeah. I'm out, y'all. I love y'all. I'll see y'all next time.